The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, something different to finish today. Shane O'Connor wants to build, you say you want to build, Shane, a community for men that allows them to connect in a space where they can open up and be vulnerable with other men. You're aimed particularly at dads. It's a support group for dads to talk about their experiences and the challenges. And be they dads of toddlers, be they dads of newborns, be they dads of teenagers. And you're setting it up, you're calling it Lads to Dads. Just a group where dads can get together and chat about being dads. It sounds a bit like a version of the men's shed model. Would that be fair, Shane? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, it's exactly that, really. There's not much in the difference in terms of what I'm kind of hoping to achieve at Lads to the Dads. So I'm not looking to be different to the Men's Sheds Association.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be able to create a safe space for men to come to and open up, talk, mm-hmm. and listen. So I guess in terms of what the Men's Shed are trying to do, it's exactly the same.
Something similar. What brought you to this? What led you to think of doing this?
Well, I'm a dad to my son who's nearly two. You know, fatherhood has been incredible. It's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. And, you know, the love that you experience is like nothing else.
Yeah.
But in terms of, especially at the beginning, I guess, you know, I was given no manual. I was given no real proper training. And also no real guidance, I guess, from, you know, other fathers in terms of, hey, Shane, you know what? That's actually normal. Don't worry. You know, I also experienced that or have experienced that before. So, and just from speaking to other dads too, I guess you do a lot of your learning on your own. You do a lot, you make a lot of mistakes on your own. And of course, then you can kind of beat yourself up over certain things. So, when I have shared with other dads, hey, look, listen, I'm finding this particularly tough at the moment. How about you? And then also just hearing from other fathers who are maybe going through a similar experience mm-hmm. to you just like really instills a bit of confidence back into you and into your parenting. So, yeah, that's ultimately why I wanted to try and get something off the ground. My first kind of moment of realization that I wanted to do something like this was actually just last November. So Bodhi, my son, would have been, what, a year and a half.
Right.
I did a 10-week like men's program with Pat Dively.
Oh, yeah.
Who you may have heard of.
I think I've spoken to Pat, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so Pat does a lot of work with men here in Ireland, and I was fortunate enough to be in one of his programs. And we did a 10-week online course, which was amazing. Every Monday night, 20 or so men, not necessarily dads, but men showed up every Monday night and worked through a program at Pat. And in November, then we met in person, and there was about 20 or so men that gathered in a room together from, mm-hmm. you know, fishermen, farmers, yoga teachers, people like me who worked in tech, you know, all egos, personas, job titles, status, etc., was all left at the door. And once we got into that room and just talked and listened to one another, it was honestly one of the most powerful experiences I've ever felt in my life. If I were to walk past most of those men on the street or briefly meet them in a pub or, you know, whatever, you'd think that you'd have no common ground or no shared experience. But that was kind of the most powerful thing is that, hey, wait a second, you know, Pat there, who's a fisherman up in Killybegs with four kids who, you know, we obviously have a lot of differences and probably have, you know, don't have that much common ground to begin with. But when you boil it all down, it's exactly that, PJ. It's like, wow, like how often have I come together with men and just like talked and listened really honestly and openly? And it was one of the only times I've ever done it in my life. And that was kind of a moment where I was like, geez, I would love to like maybe start something like mm-hmm. this in Cork City with men that I know, you know, some people that will be coming to Lads to Dads or dads that I know. And, you know, we've briefly spoken about stuff. But again, another thing about that was that typically, it was often in the pub with yeah. drinks, watching a rugby match. It was never like, there was never any real intent behind it. So that's another reason why I wanted to kind of start a group as well.
Men and women are different in one fundamental way, I think, Shane. And I have a great friend who's involved in the men's shed, and he told me about this. Like, put a broken engine or something like that in front of two lads, and they'll eventually start talking about anything but the engine. We're a funny old species. We don't talk to each other. We circle around things and we mention stuff. We don't actually discuss that which is bothering us.
Yeah, like, I think, Fergal, your researcher I spoke to beforehand was like, Shane, what activities are the group going to be doing? And I was kind of unsure of how to answer it. But honestly, the only two activities that will be happening, at least from the very beginning, is talking and listening.
Mm.
And again, from my experience with that group in November and with Pat Tivoli's group for those 10 weeks, the most powerful and the most learnings were done when you just allowed other men to just speak openly from the heart, and then in return, you just openly listened from the heart. And if one dad were to show up to the lads to dads group, and they were to come away feeling a little bit better about themselves and a little bit better about how they're navigating and managing fatherhood, I'd be a very, very happy man.
Yeah, because it's a life-changing experience, isn't it? And we don't talk about it, we men. We keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, we do. And again, it's funny, you know, having conversations with other dads, you know, typically if you're one-on-one with another dad, to maybe, again, in the pub or at a party, you don't really get to that level where you kind of want to get to in terms of, hey, look, listen, I'm actually finding this really difficult at the moment. Are you? And, you know, if we were to be open and honest there and then, you know, there'd be quite a lot said.
Mm. Or sometimes we don't get to it until we're 7 or 8 points deep, and then it's too late because the conversation's lost.
Exactly. So, again, to your first question, the Men's Shed, I'm well aware of it. It's a fantastic organization.
Mm.
But I guess I just wanted to set up something initially that was specifically for fathers.
And this is where I wanted to get to. This is specifically a group for fathers, because fatherhood is, I know this, and my kids will be 27 in October. Fatherhood, the first time you come across it, is both a wonderful and terrifying experience.
It is. Again, there's no manual, there's no training. All of a sudden, you're landed into it, and, you know, in my own experience, I was keeping my head above water just about, especially for the first 6 months to a year. And then, of course, you know, I was very much on my own. I never really reached out to other dads and was like, hey, look, listen, I'm really struggling. So, and again, if a new dad could come into the group who's maybe 2 months into the journey, and he could take something from dads who maybe have, you know, teenage kids or kids in their 20s or maybe even a little bit further down the line, like me with Odie, who's 2.
Mm.
I think if I had that when I was 2 months or even a month into my own journey of fatherhood, that would have been really, really invaluable to me. So I'm hoping to offer that to some men who come through the door.
I think it's a fantastic idea. When do you want to start? Or have you got a venue? Have you got a time and place in mind?
So it's starting this Saturday at 3 p.m. in Cork Lotus Studio. Cork Lotus is a yoga studio that's owned by my girlfriend, so I'll be running it out of there. So it starts at 3, it's completely for free,
okay.
And it is open to all kinds of dads. I've been getting some questions in terms of, oh, is it okay if single dads come? Absolutely. Like, every dad is welcome, no matter, you know, what their background is or what, you know, everyone is welcome.
Now that you bring it up, will you have a group of dads in the room and probably coffee? Stuff like that. They're looking around going, who's going to start? Who does start? Because men are, we're awful that way. There could be 10 of us. Who's going to start?
Yeah. Pat Tivoli, I had a call with Pat at the weekend, who's actually kind of helping me prepare for this.
Good.
You know, if you were to say to me a year ago, Shane, you know, you're going to go into a group full of dads and you're going to open up and talk, I would have been really nervous myself. So the idea is to kind of take those nerves away from the get-go.
Okay, people can find you on Instagram, Lads2DadsCork.
That's right. Yeah, any updates will be put there. And the idea then is that to have a rolling monthly meetup and take it from there and see what the interest is like. I think right now I have 7 sign-ups, which is great. I'm trying to maybe cap it at 15, because anything beyond that might be too big, especially from the beginning. So yeah, all updates and the link to sign up will be in the Instagram page, Lads to Dad's Core.
Shane, I wish you luck with it, from one dad to another. I wish you luck.
Thanks very much, BJ. Come along if you want.
Do you know, I might just do that. Maybe not the first time, but I might just come along.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.